Apostle Paul. We think of him in terms of such a grand life. Here's the reality of the Apostle Paul. He spent his life, when he picked this up on the road to Damascus, he burnt himself out holding up the way of Jesus Christ and telling whoever would listen and discipling them in the way and doing that. And he was persecuted. He was stoned. He was heartbroken, broken at the way that the religious way the church of his day responded to him and made fun of him and discounted him and ridiculed his letters. And Paul ended up spending the last years of his life in prison and nearly blind and having so few that got it that he can address them by name in his letters. And yet he wrote of Christ. He wrote of the way. He dictated those letters. Very quickly. A man named Watchman Nee, Chinese. He found the way of Jesus Christ. He was led by the Spirit to sit down and write about the way of Jesus Christ, to help ones to see it. He wrote a book called The Spiritual Man. Went down by a river, spent time in a tent writing about it. Saved his son under such attack, it almost killed him. Held up the way of Jesus Christ. China. Spent the last 20 years of his life in prison. And it was just a short time before he was in prison that he met the love of his life, finally. And they got married. And he was cast into prison for 20 years. And when he was supposed to be released, his wife was changing a light bulb, fell off the chair, and died. And Watchman Nee is not heard of again. And in Watchman Nee was the name that he took upon when he found Christ. Kind of like Saul took on Paul. He took on Watchman Nee. He was going to be a watchman for Christ once he found Christ and found the way to be a watchman, to tell others. But in prison, after years of prison, after cruel prison, he wrote a letter to his sister. And it got out, and you can just hear the heartbreak of doubt and uncertainty. And when he wrote that letter to his sister, at the bottom of it, he signed it not Watchman Nee, he signed it by his Chinese name. And you can just hear the pain in that. There's a place in Revelation. There's a place in Revelation where Jesus himself says, to the overcomers, to those in what we're talking about today, in the terms we're talking today, to those who are be willing to be a prophet of the way, one of the promises he gives to them is he's saying, I will give you a new name. It's a name just you and me will know. Watchman Nee, when he died in that prison and went to meet his Lord, who he'd given up so much for, the Lord says, come here. Wife and I, we've got a name for each other. It's just between us. We call that each other. It's a name for her. She's got a name for me. And we share that. Be a prophet of the way. You may expect to be rejected and persecuted and oppressed, but if you keep holding up the way and be a prophet of the way and be faithful to that, one day the Lord will say, you've been pleasing to me. I've got a name for you. My grandmother picked this up. She couldn't understand much of it. The only thing she knew was to hold on to Jesus Christ. And she prayed out loud at night and read her Bible out loud at night. And that's the only way that she could hold up the way. One of her sons heard her. Stuck his head under his pillow so he could try to not hear the words coming in from running around. One of her young sons says, "Well, I'll take it up. I'll come to Christ. I'll believe in him. I'll proclaim him." And that was my dad. 30-some years later, Matthew's named after him. Never got to meet him. Never got to meet my wife. 30-some years later, we came back to Missouri for a visit. Went to a church to visit. And there was a man roughly my age came up to me. He said, "Oh, I don't think you know this, but me, my wife, my kids, my whole family knows Jesus Christ." You know when it started? No. He said, "Your dad led my dad to Christ." Dad never saw it. Never saw it. Here's the call to you, to each one of you. The Lord is calling you to the way, to accept it, to walk in it, and he's calling you to be a prophet of the way. Let's sing a song.
Sees each tear that falls, and hears.
Thank you, Lord.